Here in Madison, Wisconsin, at the Big Ten tournament, we have a rain delay, and that's afforded an opportunity here to talk with Lisa Byington. She's play-by-play this weekend for the tournament and a talent on the Big Ten Network. Lisa, thanks for spending a few moments with us. Appreciate it. Wish this time of year, you might, with this setting, we might be wishing you're covering the ACC tournament or something like that.
Yeah, we actually have the ACC tournament on in the press box because there's nothing else to do while you sit, wait, and watch. Yeah, you know, it's been a challenging sort of April weather-wise across the Midwest and Big Ten country. Unfortunately, I'm a Midwest person all my life, so I don't like to complain about the weather, but I'll say challenging. That's the verb that, or the adjective, I should say, I'll use for April. You wouldn't expect it to be 40 degrees and rainy and cold in May, but that's the situation that we're dealing with. So we're hoping to get in four games here today and quarterfinal Friday, and we'll see how it goes.
This softball tournament and the Big Ten, you know, the rumbling around here is, oh, the Big Ten is down this year. There's a lot of teams, including Illinois, that are on the bubble trying to get into the NCAA tournament. From your standpoint, is there a significant jump into the SEC when you look at the talent there? And I know you talk with Carol Brugman all the time, because a lot of Big Ten teams feel like they get shortchanged sometimes.
Well, you know, I believe, you know, the SEC is a really tough conference, but the SEC doesn't have to deal with some of the challenges that the Big Ten conference has to deal with. You know, case in point with some of the weather challenges. I mean, you think of these Big Ten schools and what the hurdles that sometimes they have to overcome with traveling in February and March, and they're playing most of their games out west or in the south, and they're going to the SEC schools or they're going to the Pac-12 schools, and sometimes they don't get a home game till the end of March or the beginning of April. And so I value the fact that these Big Ten teams are maybe more more challenged and can handle adversity in that way better than some of the warm weather schools. But unfortunately, you lose some games. Like Illinois is one of the hotter teams coming into the Big Ten tournament and the streak that they're on and the way they have finished the regular season. But Illinois is also a case in point of some schools that have lost games because of weather. You know, they've already won 37 games this year, which, and you think maybe if you get like four or five games back, now you have like a 40-win softball team that you're talking about. So I think sometimes the Big Ten doesn't get a fair shake because, you know, I hope that people look at the Big Ten and all that they have to deal with, the travel concerns, the weather stuff, injury situations, that sort of thing. And those are the things that a lot of some of the other top conferences don't have to deal with. But the Big Ten has shown well in the past, and I expect some of the top teams to show well again this year.
We're talking with Lisa Byington from the Big Ten Network. I'm curious to just get a window. From my standpoint, you know, I primarily cover Illinois, and I keep up with the Big Ten kind of as it pertains to Illinois. You've got to keep up with everything that's going on in the Big Ten for whatever sport it is, whatever season it is. How do you do that? How do you, are there things that you're ingesting every day in terms of reports?
Well, you have a really good short-term memory, and I kind of call it the learn and dump method. You know, you cram, it's almost like cramming for a final, and you learn it, and then you dump it, and you forget about it, and you move on to the next thing. But you're right. I mean, I do everything, I like to say, from football to field hockey, which, you know, is to be taken in absolute literal sense, you know, from gymnastics to soccer to volleyball to softball to basketball to football. And it's fun. You know, it keeps me on my toes. I enjoy learning some new sports. Like in the last few years, I haven't done a whole lot of field hockey and gymnastics, but I did for about two or three years there. And it was fun. It was fun to learn about the new athletes and the new coaches and the programs and a new sport. And so I enjoy all that. Like I just, you know, I have what I call it, you know, I think I have ADD, as most people probably do, right? So it keeps me entertained, not just to do one thing all the time, all season long, all year long. So I enjoy the variety, not just in the sports, but I enjoy doing play-by-play and I enjoy doing reporting. And like I said, it keeps me on my toes.
You had a chance to report for the NCAA tournament for men's basketball. You followed Loyola with some of it. How fun was that to cover that team?
You know, we lucked into that. It was awesome. I live downtown Chicago, so to be really close to that story was really special to me. And to give you an example of how the city even embraced the Loyola story, I was trying to pay for my parking on a Chicago parking app, and I went to hit send. You know, I'm going to pay for this, so hit send. And I hit send, and there was this alert that popped up on my phone, and it said, "Hey, Loyola's going to the Final Four. Congrats to the Ramblers." Thinking, that's great. I just want to pay for my parking. But that's, I mean, it's just, you know, it was a random parking app. And that's just an example of how Chicago and this city had embraced that story. Sister Jean, you know, she is everything as wonderful and as sweet as she comes across on TV. And my favorite story with Sister Jean is that we were able to cover the regional. So we were there when Loyola won their Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four. So, of course, you have to interview Sister Jean because it's against humanity not to these days, right? And so we were waiting for Sister Jean afterwards, and she had her championship baseball cap, but she wasn't wearing it. She had it in her hand. And I said, "Sister Jean, before we start the interview, you're going to have to wear your hat." And she said, "Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I was just using it to wave to the fans." And then she asked me, "Do you want me to put it on forwards or backwards?" Because the kids wear it backwards, you know. And, like, the fact that she even knew that at 98 years old. So, of course, I told her to put it on backwards because that's, you know, a better visual, way better visual to watch Sister Jean do an interview with a backwards hat. But she's wonderful. Like I said, we lucked out on getting that regional. And what I thought of all four regionals was, you know, it was the Cinderella story. It was the fun story. It's the story of what this NCAA tournament should be all about. It's what college basketball should be all about. And I felt grateful for the opportunity to be in the middle of it.
We're with Lisa Byington from the Big Ten Network for just a few more minutes. A rain delay here at the Big Ten softball tournament has afforded us this conversation. Now, as I recall, you were a two-sport athlete at Northwestern. Was that right?
I was, but don't look at my stats because I was like a backup for basketball and I was a walk-on for soccer, so it wasn't very exciting. But I was recruited to play basketball for 4 years, and then I walked on for 2 years for soccer.
So I come from a family with sisters, and all of them were athletic, and one of them competed at a Division I level many years ago. But, you know, I've always had a little bit of an eye for women's sports because of that and the importance of women competing. I wondered, in your role, look, football and men's basketball is the primary thing that drives everything for media coverage in college sports. Do you enjoy relishing that? Is there a part of you that wishes there was more of a spotlight on women's sports? I mean, even though there is, I mean, the Big Ten Network affords quite a bit of that, even though the revenue sports are going to be those men's sports, at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. You know, women's sports is growing, and it's great. And I can tell you, when I grew up, and to reveal somewhat of my age, when I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, you couldn't find women's sports on TV. So women's sports has not existed as long as men's sports has, you know? So we still have some catch-up to do. But, you know, we're making some good pace, I would say, because I remember, you know, for basketball, since I grew up in a basketball background, for example, I could only really watch the teams that were in the Final Four because those were really the only games that were on national television. Now, not only do you have the Big Ten Network, you have the SEC Network, you have the Pac-12 Network, soon you're going to have the ACC Network, and all of those networks showcase women's sports. And so if you're a little girl, you know, 4 or 5 years old, it's not like Lisa Byington growing up. Like, you now get to watch TV, and you get to watch gymnastics on TV or softball, and that's the norm, and that's fantastic. So women's sports has some catch up to do, and we're not quite there to the level of the eyeballs and the ratings of football and men's basketball, but I'd like to check back in with you maybe in 20 years and see the growth of women's sports and where they're at that point.
Very good. Now, in your time covering football, you come across our guy, Jay Layman.
You know what? I did two of my three play-by-play football games were with Jay Layman. So he was my guy. He was my analyst.
Well, I got to know, because is there ever a moment when he's not in a good mood?
I follow him on Instagram, and so I'm so proud of the guy for actually, first of all, being on Instagram, but now figuring out his phone and the actual Instagram app to be able to do Instagram videos. But he is always like, you know, if like he's at 200% all the time. I mean, it's off the charts. I am just, you know, when I got some, like I said, I did two football games with him. And so I spent time with him in the booth, right? And we had Fridays, you know, production meetings and meetings with coaches. So I got to spend some quality time, some quality time. Let's just put it that way for 2 weekends with Jay Layman. I enjoyed it. You know, it's hard to be in a bad mood when you're around him. And I appreciate that. And I think he's really kind of embraced the TV job too. I think he might kind of like it, and he's actually getting pretty good at it too, I'd have to say.
He likes being around people too. Speaking of quality time, you've given us a few minutes of quality time here, Lisa. We really appreciate it. You're very generous with that, and all the best with the rest of the tournament and in your future broadcasting.
It's my pleasure, and make this rain go away, can you? You have that power?
No power on that. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
You're welcome.